being led by Moses. They're going to the promised land. Hallelujah. But what I've realized that is that one thing that I've picked from them is, do you know that one is very, very difficult? That's why you see, even in our walk with Christ, we have to be very, very careful. These people left whatever they used to do. Hallelujah. Mm. They were living under the customs of the Egyptians.
Mm.
They were like the Egyptians, not only in the body, but also in the mind, because they actually, in a way, lost their customs. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Lost a little bit of their religion. Hallelujah. They are people of God, but they worship like Egyptians.
Mm.
Ah, come on. If you think I'm lying, go back to the way they hear that at one point in time when Moses took a long time with God at Mount Sinai, they wanted to worship God. But the way they worshiping God was very true with them, hallelujah, and very true with us. But the hard part was quite different. It was diluted by the Egyptians. They want to worship God. But look at the what they did. They put an image that they copied from the Egyptians. Hallelujah. But they are people of God. So what I want you to understand, what was in their mind was the God of the Egyptians all the way in the desert. Going to the promised land with the same mindset. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm delivering my people. I've done, I've delivered my people. They are my God. They are people. They are my people. My own people. My own image. Oh my God. They are following me. But I thank God that even after the deliverance, they are still with the same mindset. They still make the goals of the Egyptians. Yet they are under deliverance by the power of God. The way I like my God is that it's good. It's good and it's mighty in such a way that when God has done something, we have to show it in our spirit. Hallelujah. We have to show it in our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. We have to be delivered inside of us. We have to be delivered in our spirit. Hallelujah. It can only be deliverance. It can only be a meaningful deliverance when we are able to do away with our past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was very difficult with Moses leading people who are still attached somewhere. So it is easy for us to be there on the physical.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It's easy to worship God. That's why Jesus said at the well with the Samaritan woman, it is not about the physical. Hallelujah. The worship that Jesus wanted is not about the physical. Jesus wanted a worship that is from the mindset, from the internal person. When the internal person is delivered, then Jesus is here. Hallelujah. So these people were delivered on the physical, but we want to say, God, we are a church and we are a people that follows you. We are not going to be delivered in the physical. Oh, come on. We are going to be delivered in the spirit, my God. That whenever we walk with God, we don't turn our back and look at what's there in the past. We can't be reminded of the past. The past had nothing to do with us. These people, when they were moving, my God, the past was still making sense to them. But we are saying, not in this generation, not in this time. Oh, my God, the past are my God. I never think of the Egyptians. My God, I know. They said to Moses at one point in time, we used to eat the onions. They were reminded, my God. The past was reminding them of something which was not good at all. God was giving them all the blessings, but they were still attached to the onions. Come on, say. I feel like pressing deeper in my God. I don't feel like in this generation you can allow the past to have to hold on to something. Can I allow the past to hold on upon myself? Be able to hold upon my marriage. Be able to hold upon my profession. Ah, come on, church. I don't have the time. I'm a son of God. I'm delivered. I came a long way. I passed the Red Sea. I passed some tests. Ah, come on, church. We passed some tests to be here, to be where we are. Age alone will tell you there are some levels of tests that we pass. At my age, there are some levels of tests that I will get past. So I know my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ah, yes. So you realize it.
God is doing something. I will jump, jump because of our time. It's a powerful word. I didn't want to touch such things. Jesus, Moses is saying, in fact, God is saying through Moses, people, my God, if you obey my command, now, nobody has this command. Before we go, now Moses is also struggling, my God. These are people who did not know about the correct way of worshiping. That's why sometimes in the church we struggle during the time of worship. People are not used to worshiping. Hallelujah. When you worship, you see others crossing their legs. My God. Moses is saying to the people, you have to learn this thing. Moses is bringing the commandments. Well, this is a way of doing things. I'm giving you sacraments. These are the ways of God. Hallelujah. And God is saying, if you are careful to obey those commands,
amen,
there's something that is coming. Mm. But I like God. And I like my testimony that I gave you earlier, that during this dispensation, we have got some messages, very good messages. I'm not after taking any message. Messages that will start at the blessing of God. But this morning, we are taking it, my God, from a beggar. Jesus is saying, God is saying, for you to receive the rain, there is something, there is a prerequisite. We are going to you, my God. If you want to do a certain course, my God, in your profession, they will tell you that there is a prerequisite. You have to pass through the prerequisite to turn into the special course, into the special note. Then God is saying, for you to receive the rain, you have to follow my commands and my teachings.
Amen.
Come on, sir. Then I said to myself, there is a level of preparation, Michael, that is coming here. God wants you to obey. Mm. Obey simply means that you submit to his authority. Mm. Submission doesn't mean that you don't have your own way. Come on, say, these people have their own way of worship. Hallelujah. Yeah. But God is saying, if you want to worship, you worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Submission means you have got your own way. You love your own way. You can agree as a family upon your own way. Upon your plans, you can agree as a church. But when the way of God comes, then you are ready to take out your own way out of the way and allow the will of God to prevail. Come on, say. And God is saying, until you learn to do that,
amen,
then you can see the rain. I love the rain so much, but I also love my way. Remember, my God, all the years I'm using my experience, I'm using my profession, I'm also using the ideas from my wife. We have got our own way of doing. Parting ways with my own way is difficult at this point in time. But God is saying something. Until you learn to part ways with your own way and submit to his own way, no rain is going to come. My God. There are some things that we are supposed to receive.
Amen.
And those things, look, listen to this one. I'm jumping off. Listen to this one. God is not, my God, God is not saying you are going to ask for rain. My God. But I will give you rain in season.
Amen.
Whatever we are worried about, I should not be our word.
Amen.
Our rain is not our word.
Amen.
Our job is not our job. Amen. Is not your word at this point in time. Healing is not your word, my God. Your word is to follow the command. Come on, check. I feel like missing here, even for the few people. Your word is not the rain. The rain is giving. The rain, I give you peace. Peace is not your word, my God. Joy is not your word. Success is not your word. God is saying clear this morning that as long as you obey the command, all these things have been given unto you. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now suck out my nose.
Amen.
So I realize that it's only through obedience. My God. I like it. When Saul was sold, he was sold to go to Gibeon and wait for Samuel to come and offer sacrifice, that the people of Israel will be blessed. Hallelujah. Then something happened, and Saul thought in his mind, my God, that it has taken too long for Samuel to come, he had to offer sacrifices. things that he was not supposed to do. My God. And God went on to say to Samuel, I've rejected Saul. My God. He went on to say this. If you go to 1 Samuel, like chapter 15, you hear the word say, my God, for do I desire my God sacrifices, my God, more than obedience. Oh, Saka, oh my God. God doesn't desire sacrifices without obedience. He wants us to submit. If you submit, you are sure. The reason why sometimes we are not sure of our way is because we don't obey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is going to be powerful. But I thank God that I think I read this one. It's better that we read as we go. It's better that we read. Verse 4. I will send you rain in its season and the ground. And the ground will yield its crops, and the trees their fruit. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Someone is speaking where we're going here. Hallelujah. Can I hear it? I mean, someone must be speaking where we're going here. We're not going to give it up. We're going together. Hallelujah. Can I hear it? I mean, can we go together? Can I ask this from you? Can we go together? I feel like walking my God. Walking with some people here this morning, my God. I will give you rain, my God. Sakazana. And your land, my God, shall give forth crops. Hallelujah, my God. And your fruits, my on your trees, shall also give back to fruit.
Amen.
Shall produce fruit.
Amen.
But there's something that is missing here. There is a blessing, my God, that God is pronouncing to his people. When I release rains, crops. Then the land will give crops, will give an output. Trees will give an output. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As if you and I are out of the equation. Come on, say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not talking about you getting into planting. But I want to challenge you that, my God, Adriana said, God talks about rain, my God. He didn't talk about you planting the seed. He didn't talk about you sowing a seed. Hallelujah. Sakau my God. Use your faith, Michael. He's saying, I'll bring rains in season, Michael. That not every time you receive rain, Michael, but you have to be very careful, Michael, to sow a seed by yourself, Michael. Being able to see, Michael, the will of God. But the will of God requires you to sow a seed before the rain. Come on, you ought to be prepared this morning. You ought to be prepared before a blessing. The word of God said, the land will give out crops. Hallelujah. Where will the crop come from without you? Hallelujah. How did it happen that the land, your own land, you were given dominion over land during the time of Adam, that you will till the land and you eat out of your mind. You eat, my God, from the sweat of your face, out of the ground. Hallelujah. Oh, Sakau, my God. And God is talking about something here. This reminds me of the parable of the talent. When Jesus said, my God, at one point in time, there was a man, who had his servants. He gave them some talent. He gave them some opportunities. One for the second one, two. The last one. He went away. But what I'm happy for this morning, he didn't tell them what to do with the talent. But when he came back, he asked for some results. Come on, Sakau, my God. I realized that before I had to bless him, there is some doing that even I have to do, my God. Without that, we can't be able to see the crops coming out of the ground. He said, child, my God, I say to myself, church, my God, as they said, it's not a time to be bothered, my God, by himself. My God, it's not a time to listen, my God, to everything that comes your way.
Amen.
It will disturb you, my God, from your normal responsibility. It will make you forget of your objective. God requires you to plant a seed. Come on. Can someone say, I plant a seed this season? I know some of us, as when you talk of planting a seed, and the pastor,
He's talking about money here. You see, it's going down.
No, come. We're not talking about money. We're talking about you doing something. When you want something from God, you have to be there. You have to do something. Hallelujah. You can't expect for everything to be done by God. That's why you see God saying to the people, you have to do something for you to be able, Michael, to produce something, for you to be able to see the blessed heart. In the book of Acts, in the book of Psalms,
I will read this one. Psalms chapter 1, the common verse. You see something there as we go. Psalms. The Sunday school, I think they normally they know this. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinner, set or sit in the company of the mockers, but whose delight in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by stream of waters, which yield its fruits in season, Michael. And those whose leaf does not wither, whether they do soil, whatever they do, prosper. That's where I want you to underline that. Whatever then they do, God is waiting upon your action this morning. Whatever you do, then prosper. Imagine if the rain comes and you're not doing anything, there's no prosperity. But this morning, we want to say, God, we are taking our lives into a better season. I will never be the same, Michael, like last year. Michael, if you see me singing, Michael, even in my discord, Michael, don't you let me. I'm sowing a seed. Come on. I'm sowing a seed. It's my season to sow a seed. If you see me coming early to church, Michael, where there's no one here, don't look at me. I'm not insane, Michael. I'm sowing a seed. It's my time. I know that the rain is coming. I'm getting ready for the come. I tell a person next to that, get ready for the rain. The rain is coming, Michael. They have to put something on the ground. God is waiting for some seed. He will give you, Michael, in season. Not every time. I love you, Michael. He said, I'm not going to give you rain every time. Otherwise, you don't have time for sowing. But he's saying, I'm giving you rain in season. But if you miss a season, you will live to regret, Michael. All desire now, I still blame my parents. I failed to sow a seed somewhere, somehow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's like I can't play things that happened 10 years ago. My God, I back the blame someone and start to sow some seeds. I start to do the right thing, hallelujah. Start to plant some seeds, knowing very well that I do not have the time. The rain might come anytime. I'm looking at the clock, hallelujah. If I'm telling you, I'm looking at the clock, hallelujah. It's a time to sow some seed. Last week we spoke about Abraham. He's called by God. Come, leave the land of your kindred, oh my God, and come to the land that I will show you. I loved Abraham so much. In the very chapter that God called him, chapter 12 of Genesis, we heard that he built an oath to sow some seeds of prayer. Ah, Sakaumar. Ah, my God. In the end, some few Michael verses up. Chapter 13, another oath. He's sowing something. He knows that there is a time of rain. There is a time when he will be shaken. Where he will be disturbed, Michael, by the occupant of the land, Michael. Where he will see Jah, where he will face Jah. He was investing, Michael. It's a time of investing yourself. As the church, Pentecostal generation, global, don't be distressed when you see. I want to move away from too many cycles of prayer type of people. That we pray for 2 minutes, then we want results tomorrow. There is nothing like that. If you really want to have peace, Michael, so peace, Michael. Have time with God for a long time.
Amen.
Read the word like you are saying. Then you know very well that you are sowing something, Michael. I was reading this and looking at the gestation period of an elephant.
Hallelujah. Big things take time to come up. Come on, Jeff. I'm not talking to people with small fishes. I'm talking to few people with big fish. They know very well that my God, big minds do not matter, do not exist. And we will never give up. We'll continue to pray. We know very well that we are investing in a big event. I'll give an example of our own billionaire back home, first time Masio. If you read about him, you hear that many a time his economic project was rejected. Hallelujah. Big things, my God, will take time to it. But in a constant generation, we are big, my God. We are excited. We are sowing something that will be very super sacral. My God, my sacral. I don't care if I preach to one person. I know, my God, that he is about to hit. My God, in time to come, he will allow rain to fall upon his head. My God, upon your families, it might be take time. But the rain will come. I get up here, I come.
Amen.
I better be ready. Hallelujah. Look at it, how much you take time looking after your children. My son is getting 12 now. I would not expect anything from him. Hallelujah. Big things will come. Ah, suck out my God. Big things, it can take you 20 years to look after them, 30 years to look. But I tell you, big things will come. Hallelujah. When they are there in the middle 40s, you hear them going something. In the 30s, you hear them going something. Big things are coming. I sense upon the church, big things are coming. I sense it upon the church this morning that big things are coming. Michael, all great things are coming. The rain is coming already. Sakao, my God. Hallelujah. You also realize we're getting to the end, I think, because of our time. Today we started a little bit. So we want God to help us this morning as a church to build a mindset of going forward. Church, what calls us to prosper, it's not about a lot of things, but the mindset that the physical we can control. And the moment you're taken off or you're absent in the physical, you're absent. But what we want to pray for, God help us, that we look forward to many great things as people of the living God. Hallelujah. Looking at your history doesn't help you anything. Hallelujah. Ah, come. The reason why history is bad for me, I want to tell you, history sometimes is so bad. Why? Because if you go deep into your history, I'll give Babakalu, my God, if you go back into your history, where you started working, hallelujah, ah, my God, we will see you talking to yourself, my God, fighting some battles, my God, within yourself, my God. Why? Because it's because of his. That will not make you better, but that will even affect you. Hallelujah. Because you think about something that happened long ago, something that will not end, but at least you will never be present. Hallelujah. So we want to say, God, help us get this mindset that we are going for in life. We are going forward with our ministry. Our ministry will never be the same. We are going forward. Amen. God is expecting us to sow in those ministries. Amen. Going forward, not looking back. The reason why God was not happy with the people of Israel is the mindset of looking back. But if you look back in your mind, you are there, my God, physical. But you are fighting battles somewhere. Back there in Zimbabwe, you are fighting battles. But we are with you, my God, what kind of a person? Sakao, my God. Ah, my God, in America, you're fighting a battle. Yet with God, he's expecting you, my God, to be with him, to look forward to new things. New things that gives life. Oh, yes. My God. There is one thing that I want us to catch before I finish. He said, why list you are on your threshing floor? The grape harvest is alive.
Amen.
Ah, come on. There's no more time, Masalua. There is no more time, Masalua. It's what it means is your life is a cycle of success if you only obey. There is no time of late, Michael. There is no time of fear. I'm just touching it. Right? Your life is a cycle. The church is a cycle. You are highly happy for a certain crop. At the same time, another is coming. If you want to understand, he's saying, when you are in a threshing floor, you thresh wheat. Michael, it's a different type of seed that you sow. You don't sow, you don't reap wheat, you don't sow. Michael, you sow something, Michael. You sow in abundance, Michael. And you reap in abundance. And it's a cycle, Michael. Those who think that in the Bible there was no shift to it, Michael, their life. Look at this one, Michael. There is a threshing of wheat, Michael. And some bearings are coming, Michael. We have to do some bearings. But the word is saying, while is you're still in the same cycle, there is planting again that is coming. Come on, church. There is an elevation upon our operation this morning. Elevation upon your head this morning. You will never be the same, Michael. Because if you are in a time of late, Michael, God is telling you something. That it is a cycle. A time of late is a cycle. You are in a season of reaping after reaping, sowing after sowing. I am here, Michael, to announce that there is a new dimension God is taking us to.
Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because of our time, we can stay a little bit. We'll finish another time.